Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, Spark Your Spirit and Ignite Your Soul, Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very, very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. See, time and distance are no barrier to energy. And so whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective or strikes your curiosity and helps you move forward. Now, if you've been keeping track, you know that I believe we're in a time of great change, of transformation. And as we move into this new normal, we need tools to help us navigate the change, to maximize our abilities to receive divine wisdom and blessing. Now, one of the reasons I do this show is to bring you those tools, that wisdom, those blessings. And today's guest has wonderful wisdom to share. Elena Lieberman is the author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, and she reveals through her loving mastery of spirit how you can actualize the divine force of your full potential. Now, Elena won't be taking calls for readings today, but you can ask a general question if you'd like to get on the air with us. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Maybe you have a question about manifestation in your own life, about reconnecting with the divine and tapping into that divine abundance. That's 800-930-2819. If you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, go ahead and type me a little note in the instant feedback box on the upper right-hand corner of the page. And I'll introduce you to Elena in just a minute. But first, would you zip over to fogcitypsychic.com and just click on everything? Go ahead. Don't be scared. You can't really break it. I hope you can't break it. Okay, be careful, but click on everything. This month's online gallery reading, the Out of the Fog Salon, is coming up on Saturday the 27th. And if you would like to join me for an afternoon of laughter and connection and readings, just click the link at fogcitypsychic.com. There's tons more stuff on the site to look at. And if you want to connect with me privately to get some of that compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, you can contact me through the site. And now, Elena Lynn Lieberman has devoted two decades to inspiring others to realize inner growth through the transformational process of accessing the Akashic Records. She's personally taught and mentored several generations of teachers through her Akashic Records classes. Her artistry lies in awakening others to the magnitude of the gifts held within the sanctity of her heart. The book, The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, as received through the Akashic Records, has received rave endorsements from the likes of Marcy Shymoth, Janet Atwood, and Deborah Halperin-Poneman, among others. And me too, I liked it. I thought it was good. You can find out more about Elena and her work at dynamicmanifestation.com. Elena, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here, and you are offering such inspiration to listeners just by your energy and your terrific attitude and your uplifting nature. I'm just thrilled to be on your show.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You know, I think one of the things that keeps me doing this week after week, year after year, is that I love it, and I'm in the wonderful position of learning. I'm growing through all these cool people I meet and the great wisdom that gets passed on through the show. So it's awesome. Now, how do we, your book is called The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records. So let me start by asking you, how would you define the Akashic Records? What does that mean to you?
Well, the Akashic Records are the recording of all there is on a very subtle level. There's a very famous quote from the Aquarian Gospel that came out by the Theosophist Society, and it says that even an ether anywhere in the cosmos registers an indelible impression in it. Now, when you think about that, we're talking about something that's extremely subtle. The Akashic Record is the recording of where spirit moves into form, into matter. Spirit is then forming into matter, and everything is recorded in this spiritually. Not only that, what we find out is that it inscribes all of life, but it also has the Akasha in it, which is the component that creates life, that creates physicality, that creates all the layers. So we're actually moving into a recording that is holographic, that is all around us. And it's very important to remember that, because I access the records through sacred prayer. When we do that, it is our question that focuses our intention in this vast and subtle field and allows us to tune in and receive in a very specialized way. If we're dealing with a person, then we're looking at the Akashic Record of their soul. So the soul is recorded as the moment of individuation, when the soul individuates from the divine and begins to take a journey. And every level, thought, word, deed, feeling, is inscripted into this dynamic field. So again, if a person is looking at that, they're going to create questions where the questions will be about patterns, relationships, and all the information or all the different ways we can receive in the moment on that will be brought forward. It's usually not logical, but it is something of great quality that can be used to trace and get specific information that can be tremendously helpful to a person, especially why they feel a certain way, why behavior goes on, what they need to complete to get on with their life.
Is accessing the Akashic Records something that is open to everyone?
On a certain level, everyone can access the Akashic Records. There are techniques from a variety of lineages that teach how to go about doing that. I represent a particular lineage on Earth. I've been doing it for almost 23 years now, and I was taught by Mary Parker in 1990, and she taught me a sacred prayer which allows us to access and hold the connection to this very subtle level of essence. Essence is underlying energy, that which does not change. It's extremely subtle. And from there, we get information. So we emphasize it's an energetic and it's a sacred prayer. To those who work in the records, it is held with great reverence and respect to be able to go into that. But it is something that can be taught, and if a person desires to work that way, there are ways that they can be taught to access the records.
And I know a part of your work is teaching others, mentoring others to make that connection, to hold that space. You have an event coming up very quickly. Golly, is that this weekend even?
Yes, I have a lot going on right now. I have one in Palm Beach, where I'm living right now, coming up this weekend, which is the first level one, which means accessing your own Akashic Record. Then the first 2 weeks in November, I have level twos, which is very exciting. It's accessing another person's Akashic Records. The first weekend in November is in Chicago, and the second weekend is in beautiful Carmel, California.
Wow.
And we'll be working there. Yes, that'll be a lot of fun. It's just gorgeous out there. A lot of sacred land.
Yes, it's very. That's a very special part of the world. Are you seeing more hunger, more curiosity, more people coming forward wanting to learn? And I'm wondering why you think that might be.
We are seeing a great expansion of the work internationally. Incidentally, a lot more in South America. Originally, I worked closely with my sister when I first started teaching way back in 91, 92. That's when we started. We originally went to South America. We had clients in Miami and then went there. But now that has grown into hundreds of people and also in Spain and Italy. And so there's a tremendous hunger. It is definite, and there's a lot of branching out. As people grow, they create different ways. So it has expanded tremendously. We see a lot more attention generally. We're more aware of it because people are on the computer more. So we see that many people are really searching. And the question you're actually looking at here is, what is it inside of us that's questing to know the underlying motifs of existence? People are really looking at that because the answer of truth lies within. And it lies, one of the areas that was brought forward in the creation of the book, which I received through the records, my book is not about accessing the Akashic Records. It's about manifesting something that is so at one within a person's essence and their divine connection. And that is access to what is known as the supernal heart, the sacred heart within your heart, that energy. And it's the foundation comes through the breath and into the heart. And when we move and hold energy in that space, then the rest of the energy starts to blossom and we have a different view and insight about life. Something of real substance that we can create from.
Wonderful. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Elena Lieberman. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire.
For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. And that lovely music comes to you courtesy of the amazing Brian, who is filling in for Chris today on the show. So thank you, Brian, for keeping me doing my happy chair dance.
Oh, anytime, you Fog City Psychic, I will do anything for you.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you heard that, guys. That went out over the air, and now you know Brian has said he will do anything for me. I'm going to hold him to that.
Yes, you will.
Now, my guest on today's show is Elena Lieberman. She is the author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, and you can find out more about Elena and her work at dynamicmanifestation.com. Now, Elena, before we went off the air, just went to that break, you were talking about the supernal heart of the divine. I don't think I even know what supernal means. So what is this supernal heart of the divine?
It's the heart of God. The heart of God, and what would be our experience of that internally? It's an inner reality, an inner realization. And part of that is a sense of something being constantly filled, yet always giving. Mm. It's the place we go to where we enter very, very deep in the heart. You move from the breath into the energy of the heart and then move in again to the golden core of the heart, the sacred, the holiness of it. And it's a place where there is a sense of being totally sheltered yet unbounded and always filled yet always able to give. So it's a sense, there is no need. There's not a sense of getting or achieving in it. It has beingness to it. When we create from this place of such deep love, we're in a flow of living of the vital force. The more we can move into that place, and it's not a mental place, it's not even a place of words, although we can make tones and words come from that place, which I do discuss, too, in the book called Declarations. But we move down into this place of being where things are holy and sacred, not things, but our life and everything created in the world of things that we create from this space has a much richer, deeper sense of treasure to it, filled with light. And that is a place of tremendous wealth. And in the nature of it also is wholeness or oneness. The whole body is built on this. The basic balance of the body is to be fulfilled internally, even in areas that aren't conscious. So you become balanced, you become well, you become whole, and it sustains itself. So we take that idea into this tremendous sacred position as opposed to the sentimental heart. The sentimental heart also creates and creates very well the things we're attached to, the memories, the people we've loved, all of that the bygone years, that's love too. It's a different level of love. The supernal is the deepest because it goes beyond. There is no end to it. It's eternal. So we enter into this oneness. Now, when we create from that, when we are in that place, there's a tremendous creative flow that will work with us and support us, and it leads us into a sense of being very deeply connected to the inner force, which also leads us to the sense of grace, meaning that there is a direct flow from the divine, and anything that we've created we can give over the energy to and rework it and have this force come through us. So
I'm wondering, because I'm listening to this, it sounds wonderful. And I know there are people listening who are thinking, that sounds great, that connection, that flow, that oneness, that generosity where things aren't scarce, they never run out. But I know a lot of people right now who aren't feeling that connection, who are feeling separate, who are so aware of time, of the limits of time and what they feel are the limits of their resources. How can someone start to reconnect with the heart of the divine?
It starts by finding that place within yourself, and that can be done through meditation and really going in and begin to look at and ask, what blocks me from expanding from that place? And once we start to expand from that place, what happens is that area becomes larger and larger, and we're able to draw from a resource that is deeper than the emotions. It's deeper than our thoughts. It's a very inner place that we can go down to, and then we become aware of our thoughts and how we're thinking and how that thinking may be stopping the full force of this flow, the essence, the underlying substance. It's very amazing, especially in the area of money, which is always a biggie for people.
Sure.
In the area of money, you can have people who are very wealthy financially. If they have not cleared the deeper areas of heart with regard to relationships, negativity, or anger, the divine force, as it's manifesting through money, and it does manifest through money, it will, because of the force, it will bring up to the surface any fragmentation in the other areas of life, and that will grow larger too. Because the nature of that, the energy behind the money is so powerful and actually divine that if there is not a wholeness in other areas, those areas will be brought to the manifestation. So it's very important that if you say, well, if I had millions of dollars, thus, and that, very important to look at the rest of your life and what you're thinking, in addition to all the thoughts, the feelings, thoughts, and knowing about money. So you can clear all of that. You can write down all your thoughts and burn them, give them over to grace about money, but you can also look at your relationships and you can choose peace, which is a form of grace.
Mm. And if I'm understanding it right from the book, which is called The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, that manifestation at the level you're talking about, from that deep place, from that living source, requires not just sort of the work of, you know, saying what you want, but it requires your intention and then your action to correct those imbalances that you're speaking of in your life.
Yes. Or to make a different choice. Yes, to make a different choice. Mm-hmm. Number one, you have an awareness of what you're doing, and then to choose peace instead, to put the, or love instead. and to let go of the energetic creation that has been holding you to the old pattern and to choose another alternative, which immediately gives you a new pattern and it produces a different force. It produces, it's actually in the beginning of the book I talk about the spirit, the template. There's an etheric template that's projected out. It's projected, it's most visible in plants. The plants grow on, it's like a blueprint that's not physical. And the plants grow, the life force is projected into this, and then from that comes the plant and the flowers. It's the same thing in people as far as physical body, but it's also there as far as emotional patterns, thought patterns, so that you can actually cause this template, when you get into these deeper layers and really allow that supernal heart to come through, you can have the template start to vibrate up, to ascend. And although, per se, feelings, types of feelings, there's not an emotion or feeling that's bad, it's just energy, but there are some that are more ascended than others that cause ascension. Peace, joy, love, causes ascension in which you experience deeper joy, you experience greater abundance. No matter what it is, a rage, anger, fear, that is much more negative and it pulls the energetic down. And so what you want to do is to take a look at when that's getting triggered and begin to release it. Sometimes it's triggered in this life. Sometimes it comes from past lives or your past in this life.
Ah, okay. I am loving this. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Elena Lieberman. Her book is The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, and you can find out more about her and her work at dynamicmanifestation.com. Elena is willing to take general questions about manifestation, and you can find us here in the studio at 800-930-2819, but we are not taking readings on today's show. We'll be right back with more from Elena Lieberman after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I think you've got the better of me. I'm glad you're here listening today. My guest is Elena Lieberman. She is the author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as received through the Akashic Records. And you can find more about her and her work at dynamicmanifestation.com. She's teaching a ton of Akashic Records classes all over the United States. Go on the site, find out when you can connect with her, and then do it. Now, Elena, we were starting to talk about manifestation before the break, and we were talking about tapping into the heart of the divine that is deeper than our sentimental heart, and from that, how creation flows from that. I know that a big part of the book is talking about declarations, and yes, that's saying what you want to create, but it's more than that. Can you talk a little bit about declarations and their effects?
Declarations is really built on the idea that the cosmos is created by the sound current, or the sound current of the divine, and it's also created by light. So those two areas are extremely important in spiritual manifestation and religious and spiritual studies. You always read about the light, and you also talk about sound, or the sound current, and sometimes that's called a mantra. Sometimes it's called the divine utterances. The Old Testament said that the world was created through divine utterances. And if you want to create and from a very deep place, then the utterance, the words, or the sounds are the bridge from the inner realm to the outer realm. It's through that sound current that you're able to create a different world, a bridge that takes you out. Words are extremely powerful. Words can really shape a reality. So what you're asked to do, one of the areas we talk about, which many have talked about, but it's very important, is gratitude. And part of gratitude is praise. Gratitude is the expression that your heart has expanded, that love is about opening the gateways of your heart and feeling what that unbounded support of the inner heart is like, so that your essence, your soul, is shining through. So that when we express gratitude, what we're doing is speaking as we ride on top of that great opening of love. When the boundaries have just all come down, and I'm so grateful. This is the most wonderful thing that could happen. I feel so whole. I feel so uplifted. And to really acknowledge that, and then also to be still and feel the effects of that. And related to that is the idea of praise. Praise and gratitude. Well, praise is really honoring particularly people you love or what has been created in your life. There's a fun exercise I put in the book, and I actually did this in a hotel seminar, which is praising in gratitude all the people you love in your life, and you get up there, and it sounds sort of like a church meeting where people were saying hallelujah. Everyone's saying hallelujah, and I love my husband. Everybody says hallelujah, and we went to the park, hallelujah. And all this goes on and on. I actually had a person who had phone calls when she got back to her hotel room, phone calls from California when she was in Texas, because the vibration of that was so powerful that the people could feel the pull, to the love, to call her.
Wow.
So it's very powerful. And what you're doing is, you know, it's not only the law of attraction, it's orchestration. You create a different energy field around you. When you choose grace to complete something, you create a new energy field around you so that you're going to connect with different energy. And it's an awareness that keeps you knowing that something is shifting, and so you can move through areas of your life understanding that you're rearranging things. In declarations, you are also using the technique of taking a journey and feeling what you do want in your life from the deepest area of your heart. But in the moments of the declaration, you're living it. It's never, I want this. It's not about that. It's about, I am stepping out and I am there. In the moments that you speak about it, you are there. And so you feel it, you know it, and you're filled with gratitude about it. And that, you can do that verbally. You can also use pictures with it. But that's what it's about, is very, very real. And the part that is most in a beautiful expression of who you truly are from your heart, that is what will manifest first.
And so as you speak it, you bring it to you, right?
You bring it to you, but you also create it. You it's like intermeshing with all of the, it's like a giant symphony that you're connecting into that suddenly is harmonizing with you and from you.
So if we then are in a place of that negative energy, not that I would ever make that mistake, but if we're in a place where our declarations are lousy, this place stinks, I can't wait to get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like these people very much, they're all out to get me, mm-hmm. Nothing ever changes for me. As we speak those things, what does it have that same effect of orchestrating those things to rise up to meet us then?
Well, the first thing that's depicted about that is if it is the only time that you have ever met people that are terrible and stink, then it's not a pattern. But if that's something you've said before, then there's something in you you're taking with you that needs to be completed. Mm. So usually it is. So you want to look at, you know, what in this is triggering me? What comes up for me? And start to unravel it. That's the first thing you would do. And then it's not, the answer is, this is not the answer. If these people aren't there, then my life will be good. That's not the answer, because you haven't created anything.
Right.
You've just identified what you don't like.
Yes.
And so that's you're manifesting what you don't like. You're stating it and manifesting what you don't like. So what you, in a manifestation, it sounds a little silly, but that is what you're doing. Number one, identify what doesn't work for you as far as your reality. In a sense, don't keep emphasizing it, and begin to give that over so there's stillness or peace, and start to create something positive to walk towards or to move towards.
And I one of the things that I do in my work that's not on the radio here is work privately with people who are in transition and help give them some intuitive guidance to start them moving forward. And I hear a lot from people who say, I've tried all this law of attraction stuff and I've manifested and manifested and I, you know, it's not working out for me. And what you just said, Elena, about how when we emphasize what we don't want, we have more of what we don't want. We haven't created anything. We've just emphasized the thing that's holding us back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true. And manifesting and by itself cannot actually work. What you do is you want to create a new inner template, a new understanding of what's going on. It isn't only inner talk. It's also the way it feels in a very deep level. Mm. So that the talk comes from an inner feeling or a knowing, an understanding that also that there is a force. There's a force that will stay with you and love you as long as your soul exists. It will never abandon you. Now, if you take your cue from something like that, why not try that amount of love out on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where you go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And to build with that and to see what you could create with that.
There's a wonderful exercise in the book. I think it's at the very beginning, or at least pretty early on, about taking a look at what's around you as you sit, as you're sitting with your book, wherever you are in your home or on the subway or wherever it is, and taking a look at what's around you to just be very aware with what you kind of are surrounded with, and noting your, now you're going to say this better than I am, noting your kind of your reactions, your feelings mm-hmm. to that. Can you say very, we've got a couple minutes before we go to break, can you talk about that a little bit?
That was designed really to show you that what you're getting in touch with there are your basic, are your core needs in the personality. So it's what you need to feel comfortable, and then going deeper and saying, I can create something where the needs are met, and then once the needs are met, I can go even deeper and get in touch with what I can positively create. That was the original idea behind that beginning, the beginning of that, because we do that all the time. We go into what we love. We're always looking for what we love the most from this place that is very unconditional.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And of course, now here comes the breaks. They're coming too fast. I'm not done. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Elena Lieberman. She is the author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, as received through the Akashic Records. And we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. That was me playing air drums on that last cut. I don't know if you noticed, but I play a mean air drum. This is our last segment with Elena Lieberman. I'm nowhere near done. There's so much to cover. Her new book is The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records. You can find out more about Elena and her work, find out when she's teaching classes. Get your hands on the book, folks, at dynamicmanifestation.com. Now, Elena, we were talking a little bit off the air about how when people get inspired, when they have ideas, when they have creative notions, that they sometimes don't always act on them. And you were starting to tell me a really great quote. Can you say that?
Yes. It really strikes me. It actually comes up in the book that it was about when you don't have money, you can't afford to do something. You don't have the money to do it the way you did and the way you want to do it. A website's a good example. You don't have the money to have the right person design your website. So what was given through the book, or what I received through the book, is that you want to, when you have ideas about anything that is positive, you must manifest them in some way. It can be writing it down in a journal. It can be through pictures. But you must acknowledge that you were given that perception on some level, that thought. Why? Because it's given to you through the divine flowing through you. So it's a form of gratitude to acknowledge it. And the quote, the actions must, before the quote I read to you, the actions must be taken to render, draw, or take notes for this project to seed or sprout the God-given input. To deny that the input did not happen in your being by not acting upon it stifles the divine vision from inscribing into the physical dimensions through you. So this changes who we are. It means that this divine energy, whether you call it source, God, force, at all times is moving the world through us to create, to do. And the more we're in touch with it, the more we start to make a contribution and to flow and to create and find a real true expression that's very deep coming from us. The other piece that I want to mention is that when we start to symbolize, it's this form of symbolism, or speak and symbolize, what happens is you clear out one layer of unmanifest. You manifest it at some level, even if it's to take, I gave a silly example of putting a scarf on a wall. You say, I thought something, this scarf looks like part of what I'm thinking. The more you do that, you bring it to manifestation and you open the higher gates to receive more. Once you start writing, more starts to come through because you're manifesting. You're entering into a flow. It's very similar to the force of waves coming from the ocean or breathing, the expansion and contraction that manifests the shore to the wave. So what you're doing is allowing something to come through in this process. You note it, you manifest it, and then you allow more to come through. And people don't realize that when they feel stuck, that if they would start to move and to allow things to come through, and then even if it's emotions, all kinds of things would come through. It's not necessarily logical. It's symbolic of higher worlds and higher levels that are wanting to express themselves into the physical. So in the beginning of the show, you talked about in this time of transition, in a new present, a new reality. What we're talking about here is allowing a manifestation coming from a higher wisdom, a higher reality. And as we move through and let this come very creatively, then the higher level can come through and hold a new foundation or a new plane that is at a higher frequency. It will not exactly be like the old one.
Yes, 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 and yes. And as we move into those habits of receiving, of awareness, of connection, that strengthens that flow, that strengthens that new foundation. At least that's how it seems to me.
Yes. Yes, it does. And we can watch when we get discouraged, all of us get discouraged, we can watch that we don't do things, or we don't do as much either stillness, which is like meditation or moving in, and we don't do as much outer. There's a perfect balance for every person, which allows for the unity. And one of the great shifts is the unity of what's inner and what's outer. What has changed are old paradigms about what illusion is. Why can't the symbolism of the outer world reflect the inner richness? Why do you have to say everything outside is illusion and only the intangible is truth? It can't be true if it's one. Therefore, if you go deeper, then you can manifest it on all levels, which is the principle of the book. That emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of it can reflect the grandeur of the creative force in love and oneness.
And is it, this is a, I don't know, not a rhetorical question, but this is a setup question. Is it ever too late, Elena, to make a change? Is it ever too late to start that action, start that receptivity? Can we ever get so out of the loop that we can't turn around and reconnect?
You can always become extremely connected. And it's very, very true, actually, that at the end of people's lives, they become very connected because they don't need the logic anymore. If you listen to people, many times when people are still expressing themselves, when they have dementia or Alzheimer's, when you say, is it ever too late, you listen to the worlds they move through.
Yeah.
And what you see is actually, you see a different reality, but it is it's a reality of many worlds to the person that's real. They're traveling, and they're going to drop the physical body sooner. But they're gearing themselves up to let go of the order or the reality as they've known it. And that's really the key for us, that maybe it's not going to look the same way, but it can be as stunning. That has a lot to do with manifestation.
Thank you so much for being here. This is awful because now we're out of time. I feel like I've talked to you for about 10 seconds. So I'm nowhere near done. I always tease on the show that they should give me a program that's 8 hours long. There's been a surprising amount of resistance to that, actually, but that's what we can talk about that another time. But Elena Lieberman, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you. It was a great, great pleasure to be on your show. Just a delight. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That is Elena Lieberman. Her book is The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, as received through the Akashic Records. You can find out more about Elena and her work at dynamicmanifestation.com. And while you're checking out that website, go ahead over to fogcitypsychic.com, click on everything. You can stream past episodes of the show, book a reading with me if you want to, find out all the crazy things I'm up to and more. It's all at fogcitypsychic.com. And join me next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ when Georgina Cannon joins me to talk about past lives and how you can do your own past life regression. Thank you for listening today.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.